time with Bryson, Mommy, and Victoria.
And today we're going to read a story called Rainbow Fish and the Big Blue Whale by Marcus Pfister. We're reading this because we're going to go to the big aquarium and we are going to see fish. We're going to see whales. We're going to see all kinds of water animals. And this is a story about, it looks like it's a story about a fish and a whale. So let's get started. A long way out in the deep blue sea, Rainbow Fish and his friends swam happily through the reef. Each of them had a glittering silver scale, except for one little striped fish, but he belonged to the group anyway. You see all the silver scales?
Who's that?
Silver scale.
Who does he have?
I don't know. I guess we're going to find out. This one didn't seem to have a silver scale, but one little striped fish didn't have one. So maybe it's talking about that one that's way up there in the corner. When the fish were hungry, they ate tiny krill. There seemed to be an endless supplies of the delicious shrimp. Rainbow Fish only needed to glide gently through the water with his mouth open to catch as many as he wanted. It was a wonderful life. We haven't met the whale yet.
Oh, look at that.
Look at all the krill floating into the fish's mouth.
Look at that.
Do you know what krill is? Do you remember?
I think it's a kind of shrimp.
Yeah, tiny little shrimp-like creatures that are at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, probably.
One day, a gentle old whale swam by the reef and decided to stay. He liked the spot since he too ate the krill that were so plentiful there. And he enjoyed being around the glittering fish. Often he drift along, watching them for hours, admiring their beautiful silvery scales. Before long, the fish with the jagged fins noticed the whale watching them. "Why is he looking at us like that?" he asked the others. He was in a particularly bad mood that day. "See how he's staring at us?" he went on irritably. "Who knows what he's thinking?" After that, all the fish grew more and more suspicious of the whale. "Look at that giant mouth," said one. "Soon the krill will all be gone." Why would they think the krill would be gone?
Because he has a huge
mouth. Look how big his mouth is and how much krill he's getting. Rainbow Fish began to worry. Until now, the fish had always been able to eat their fill. What if the whale did eat up all of the krill? And why did he keep staring at them? Was he planning to eat them too? One day, the whale swam quite near the school of glittering fish. Panicked, the fish with the jagged fins sounded the alarm. "Look out," he called. "The wicked whale is after us." When the whale heard that, he was hurt at first, but soon he grew very angry. "I'll show them," he thought. "I'll teach them a lesson." So the great blue whale shot into the middle of the school and lashed out with his gigantic tail, sweeping the sparkling fish in all directions. The terrified fish fled, racing towards a crack in the reef for safety. But the whale didn't leave them alone. He followed Rainbow Fish and all of his friends all the way back to their cave. The blue whale swam back and forth. They were trapped. "I told you that whale was dangerous," whispered the fish with the jagged fins. "We have to watch out for him." After a while, the whale calmed down. He made one last pass, then disappeared behind the reef. So why was the whale originally mad? Like, why?
It's because the sparkling fish talking bad about him.
You're right. The fish were talking bad about him, but he wasn't doing anything wrong, right? He was just there because he liked being there. And he liked the sparkly fish. And he liked the krill. Nervous, but driven by hunger, the fish cautiously left their cave and swam off in search of food. But the battle with the whale had left its mark. All the krill had been driven off. "This is silly," declared Rainbow Fish. "Before, we played happily in the sea, and now we hide in our cave. Before, there was always enough food for everyone. Now we have nothing. We must make peace with the whale." Why would they make peace with the whale?
Because the whale is eating all the krill.
Well, then if they made peace with the whale, then they could share with the whale, right? Mm-hmm. And then they could not be nervous about leaving the cave, and they could be happy and at one with the whale. The other fish were all too afraid to approach the whale. It was up to Rainbow Fish. The whale stared at Rainbow Fish suspiciously. "Please, let's talk," said Rainbow Fish. "This fight was all a big mistake. It drove off the krill, and now we're all hungry." The two talked for a long time. The whale told Rainbow Fish how hurt and angry their hostile words had made him. "I never meant to harm you," said the whale, "just scare you a little." Rainbow Fish was ashamed. "I'm sorry," he said, "but when we saw you watching us all the time, we were afraid you might eat us." The whale looked surprised. "I watched you only because your shining scales are so pretty," he said. They both laughed. "Come now," said the whale, "let's find new hunting grounds." So Rainbow Fish and his friends, protected by their new friend, the big blue whale, swam off together in search of a new home rich with krill. And before long, none of them could remember what the terrible fight had been about.
Yeah, what was it about? Mm-hmm.
So what's important is that even though they're different and they might not get along about certain things, and they were originally afraid about things about each other, they're getting along with each other and they're friends, right? It's also important to know that when they looked at the whale and when the whale looked at them, not to think automatically what you know about the individual, right? Not to say, "Oh, I know that that whale is scary and he's going to eat all of our krill," because they were just assuming that, right?
What's krill?
Krill is their little foods, that the little shrimps that they eat. They were fighting over food and fighting over, they thought that they, the fish thought the whale was scaring them, and the whale thought the fish were talking about them.
Good night.
Okay. All right. So thanks for joining us. Have a great night.
Bye.
Maybe we'll see a rainbow fish tomorrow, or maybe we'll see a whale tomorrow. All right. Thanks for joining us. Have a great night.
Bye.